This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, if you listened to Cross Hope yesterday, you know that we pulled away from the Jeremiah series to have a message right before Christmas on Who's Your Master from Luke 16. It was a message I actually gave in November of this year at Lebanon Presbyterian Church, Lebanon, Ohio, where good friend Peter Larson is the minister. Let's continue with part two of this message, asking the rhetorical question, who's your master? God bless you as you listen.
Whoever can be trusted with very little, Jesus said, can be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. My dad was honest to a fault. You may have heard that. Did you know there's a new term, and I really mean this, a psychological term. It's called pathological honesty. I'd never heard that before. People who are honest to a fault, meaning the pathology having to do with abnormal, and they're just abnormally honest. Let me give you a humorous example from one author. He said that if a wife asked her husband, do I look fat in this dress? If he's pathologically honest, he says, without a doubt, sweetheart. Without a doubt. But if he's not, he tempers that announcement. Or he says, which I thought was interesting, we're not going to play this game. We're going to play a different game. We're not going to play this game, which I thought was a pretty good answer. If a woman is pathologically honest and honest to a fault, her husband may say, do you think my hair is thinning? She might say, you know that bad spot in the neighbor's yard where the dogs run up 24/7? That's your hair. You know, that's pathologically honest. My dad was so honest, and I still remember this. You can ask my brother and my two sisters for other examples, and they'll give them to you. I remember being at a fast food restaurant where my dad went in and got a sack of hamburgers and a sack of French fries. We were driving away, probably a block or two, and one of my siblings said, hey, Dad, they gave us an extra French fry. Who knows what my dad did? Turned around and went back. I would have eaten the fry. I confess it to you right now. I would have eaten the fry. But he was honest to a fault. But may I share something very serious with you? Jesus said, whoever can be trusted with little can be trusted with much. I didn't worry about my dad and his credibility. I didn't worry about my dad and his honesty. I didn't worry about my dad and his integrity. Why? Because he was honest and truthful and accountable with little things. Therefore, Jesus said, you will be honest and accountable and have integrity with the big things. Now, my question to you is, what do verses 10 and 11 say about you or about me? Can you be honest and trustworthy with little things? Can you be honest and trustworthy with little so that the Lord says, I can trust you with much? And then verse 12 says, and if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? I've got news for you. Everything is somebody else's property. We don't own anything. You know, the only way you can say you own things is if you're going to live forever, but you're not, and neither am I. You're not going to live forever, and nothing is permanent. It's all temporary. Everything we have, the house, the car, the clothes, it's all temporary because it's all on loan to you and to me.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.